Adelaide had, well, a hard-fought 25-point win over, we'll call him a plucky Melbourne. A little plucky Melbourne on the line, Crows forward coach David Teague. David, thanks for your time.
Not a problem at all.
You didn't have it all your way, especially early, did you, against the D's?
Definitely not. They were better than us in the contest early, and they were winning the one-on-one battles, and probably took us probably an effort from Eddie Betts, where he nearly beat three, to spark the boys into a bit of action. And after that, I thought we were a lot better.
You would have got a close look at the great battle between Taylor Walker and Tom McDonald. Geez, he was impressive, McDonald, wasn't he?
Yeah, McDonald was. He was really good. Fortunately, we probably didn't get the ball into Taylor like we had in the last 2 weeks. But what I was really pleased with is Taylor, even though he probably wasn't taking as many marks as he has, he probably put more blocks on and worked for the team really well, which excited me.
I think the other thing that's really exciting for Crows fans as well, we all know that he's, you know, your number one forward, but the last 2 weeks he hasn't dominated, personally, but the forward lines still function.
Yeah, look, obviously, the best forward lines, you don't rely on one or two players. You're always going to have better ones, but as you mentioned, Josh Jenkins and I thought Tom Lynch's game was outstanding. He got Howe up the ground, and then he got back and got used through the middle of the ground in conditions that were tougher the way he lost the play. So I was really happy, and then we'll probably, on the game like that, we're probably more relying on Eddie and Charlie to have a big impact, where Eddie was good, Charlie probably wasn't at the level he probably would have liked to have been. Just, again, another one that's pressure and bodywork was good, but just couldn't quite get the ball in his hands.
Tom Lynch has become a really important player for you now, hasn't he? He's just a great conduit between half-back and half-forward, and his work rate's never been questioned.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, and he does it because he reads the game very well, and he works really, really hard, and he's been very important, and when we can get him getting the ball through the middle of the ground allows us to keep Tex closer to goal, and it's hard doing that. Tex likes to get up the ground and use his aerobic power, but at the moment Tom's playing that role for us really well.
Tom Lynch, I read a stat, he had the most kicks ever in a game in his entire life. 17 kicks, the most ever. Didn't he kick 10 goals versus GWS, 10 goal four?
Yeah, he was efficient that day. He just had the 14 kicks.
Hey, it was a fair slog, Teague. 108 tackles, we know that, over 140 stoppages, a lot of ground balls, contested numbers, both teams well over 300. It was super physical and in tight. How did the group tear they all pulled up, the players' feedback?
Yeah, look, I think are probably a little bit sore. Obviously, there was a lot more collisions amongst bodies, which always takes it out of you. Having said that, I'm guessing the GPS was probably a little bit down, so it was a different style of game. Some guys probably liked it, and others probably didn't, in terms of their body and their recovery.
Vince V. Danger, everyone's had their say in it. What can you do as a player within the rules to help a player that's getting tagged and absolutely monstered? And what is your instruction as a coaching group to that player?
To the player that it's happening to?
Yeah, and to the players around.
Yeah, well, for the player that it's happening to, he's just got to keep playing his role for the team. And sometimes you can use that guy, you can use him in structures and setups, which Patrick did really well for us. On the weekend, he put the team first, which is a big priority in our football club. For the players around, it's a tough one. Yeah, they've still got to, the first thing is they've got to play their role, but if there's any chance they can to support, you always want to support. We run on the field in the same jumper, we're one, and any chance you can look after your teammate, then you do that. But the rules now, it's probably not like years ago where someone maybe designating the team to help them out, and the game's changed since then, and I was really impressed with the way Patrick just kept battling after the ball and kept putting his body on line for the side.
You mentioned Charlie Cameron before and his pressure that he applies and some of the chasing and all those harassing type things. Hasn't quite really locked his spot away, and Matthew Wright's in the same boat. Both those guys, once again, haven't put it beyond doubt, so there's a bit of competition there to try and, I guess, for someone in that small forward vein to make that position their own.
Yeah, look, you're spot on. It's a tough position. It's not one that where you're going to get a lot of the ball. You're often outnumbered when the ball comes forward, and you're trying to battle against sometimes one or two, and especially on the ground, it can be quite tough. But look, we've been pleased with both Matthew Wright and Charlie Cameron for aspects of their form this year. And as I said, it's really a little bit of horses for courses in terms of who's getting different roles in terms of our position, the grounds we play on, and different conditions.
Three games, three wins. I know it's pretty much the other end, but you talk team defence. You'd be pleased with the fact that in those three games, you've kept all of those teams under 10 goals. That's pretty damn good, Teague.
Oh, it is. It is. The weekend's conditions probably help, but yeah. There's no doubt about that. One of the things when Phil got to the football club, he spoke to the group and he addressed it straight up that generally you're in the top five for offence and defence. And last year, offensively, we were quite good. But this year, we really wanted to get our defensive side up. So at the moment, we've been really good in that area. We're probably, other than the North Melbourne game, we've probably still got some room to improve on our offence. But having said that, the way the guys are applying themselves at training, we know that'll come. So as coaches, we're not too worried. Every time we ask something of them, they work really hard to try and execute. And we believe in time that that'll become habit for them in executing the way we want to play.
I think we've all seen the best of D-Mac over all those years and see some special traits about him, but he's never been able to get some real continuity there. Something's always let him down, whether it's been form or his body. He's AFL match hardened now. We've heard he's had a fantastic pre-season. Crockies, if he could stand up across half-back with that elite ball use, how good's that going to be for the team?
Yeah, look, I probably haven't seen a lot of his football live, but it was the best game I'd seen him play, and in conditions that probably you wouldn't have thought would have suited him. He's generally, as you mentioned, using his skills on the outside and renowned for that side of things. But his toughness in the last couple of weeks, his willingness to put his body on the line, is not only credit to him, but I think it lifts his teammates around him. And people just love playing with guys that are willing to do that. They can make a couple of blues, but you know that they're having a real crack. And I think any team, if you've got 18, 22 players that you know are going to put their body on the line for the team, you're always going to be competitive. And I think that's the exciting thing that David's definitely shown me in the last couple of weeks is that courage and ability to put the team first ahead of his own safety.
Etihad Stadium again this week. I guess it's a polar opposite from what you had last week with the very wet conditions. Does that make it easier or harder? Harder to defend, I would suggest, but easier to attack.
Yeah, no, it can. There's no doubt about the ball moves quicker at Etihad. But having said that, the Bulldogs have been able to, that's their home ground, and quite often they have high stoppage games. So their ability to lock the ball into a contest and make it a real fight is something that they've been really strong on in the past couple of years. So there's no doubt if you can get the ball on the outside, the conditions are really good. But having said that, we probably moved the ball better against North Melbourne, against Collingwood. We probably we over-kicked it slightly and kicked it a little bit longer. So maybe our boys will just use that and learn from it last week, and hopefully our skills can be a little bit better.
Going to be a cracking game, mate. Times you've played the Bulldogs there, and they've won six of them. So let's get into them. Hey, Tiggy, just before we let you go, there's 12 names I've noticed on the Crows injury list. Sam Kerridge with a hammy, where's he at?
Yeah, I think he's a test. He joined in some training today. I know they do like to sometimes have him do a full week of training before they'll introduce him back, but I think he'll be a test. We've got match committee on Thursday, so okay. I think he'll be a test for this weekend to possibly play, or if not the following week, I think he'll be, I'd be very confident he'd play the following week if everything goes smoothly.
And Brad Crouch, ahead of schedule to be back before 8 weeks with that broken leg?
Look, to be totally honest, I'm not quite sure where he's at. I know he was wearing the boot around. I saw him the other day without it on, but I don't know if that was just in between sessions. But I'm not sure exactly what his time frame is.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck for this week. Big game. Hopefully you keep your unbeaten record intact, and we'll talk to you again soon.
No, and a pleasure, guys.